Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening. I think I may be the only one. I heard music the whole time.
Well, that would explain you to being the only one. But we'll wait and see if someone else comes. Malka usually comes, but you never know on Sunday afternoon.
Right.
But today's class was very good.
I agree.
How's Tony doing?
Not good today. Today's not a good day for him. I think
I'm
it's a medication because he's dizzy. You know, he can't stay up. And that sounds like medication.
Yeah, and well, it's either medication or his blood pressure is out of control.
Well, so far it's okay. I mean, it's better than it's ever been. But
well,
it's a blood pressure medicine that has to do with the heart. It's a new medication.
Which one is it?
Oh, starts with a C, Corrig or something like that. I'd have to look at it. I haven't as of yet put the name of it in on my phone.
Understood. Got another 5 minutes.
Okay. What section were we going to be on?
It's chapter 36, section 3, and its title is Place of Attachment.
Okay. For some reason, I don't have this. After 35, that's the last of my printouts. Trying to see where.
You can find it. You can find it in the admin under AA Advanced Reincarnation-41, and that's the last page.
Okay.
more minutes. Anna, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I just found the handout.
Has joined.
Oh, so who just joined?
Brandy.
Well, you just got under the wire. I was about to say the class is canceled, but I'll move forward with it now. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 11, the second column from the left. It's for advanced reincarnation. And when you open up the link in the landing page, scroll down to section 36C, I believe it is. Let me double check that. So it's class 37A. And it will open up to a place of attachment, chapter 36, section 3. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitkilu urchimu utkilu utkilu urchimu le'achtal v'shem yudhe bovavhe v'yichud ha'shalim b'shem kol Yisrael v'limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yihino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'renei aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'reneihu. Chapter 36, Section 3. We have already explained how the chasadim and the givurot emanate throughout the six extremities of Zerantin on the level of gadlut, which is maturity, and on the level of katnut, which is immature state. We will begin this discussion with the givurot of gadlut. The world in its six directions, the 6 days, comes from Zerantin, which is built out of six primary sephirot. In the self, during the week, it is the source of the average consciousness. The higher the state of mercy, the higher the state of consciousness. Zerantin goes through stages of expansion and constriction. This is dependent upon the spreading out of the powers of Chesed within itself. Mercy depends upon the mind. The higher the state of mercy, the higher the state of consciousness. In the expanded state, even the givorot, the din, the left side, are sweet and empower and add awareness. At different times, a person experiences tranquility or pressure, calmness or nervousness. These affect his headset. The key to sweetening difficulties is to grab the side of Chesed. Always look at and focus on the good and remain calm. This ameliorates problems and can serve to keep one peaceful even in the midst of much stress. Perhaps this is why the Arizal starts with the Givurot of Godlut, because this is the most important lesson in life, to reach a state in which one can turn suffering to good. It is important to keep in mind that the following points about the following tzaddikim are not at all everything that is to be said about their soul roots. This is just one major wing that needs to be factored in with other data in order to come to full comprehension of their source. In terms of itself, it does tell us how the supernal partsuf of Zerampin unfolds into expression in the world through soul root characters. The mode of Zerampin they come from is their starting point that affords certain tendencies. Each tzaddik takes it and does what he does. The Givurot of Gadlut, which ascends from Yesod to Netzach, manifest as King Hezkiah. Hezkiah is said first because of his royalty. The Givurah that ascends to Chesed is Ezekiel, the prophet. And the Givurah that ascends from Yesod to Hod is Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef. The Givurah is Akavia ben Mehalelel. The Givurah that ascends to the lower revealed two-thirds of Tiferet is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Mashiach will bring the whole world to Godlut from amidst its suffering. Netzach, victory, eternity, affords Ezekiah royalty. Mashiach will bring the whole world to Godlut from amidst its suffering. So Hezkiah, from Gevurot of Godlut, was a candidate for Mashiach. Ezekiel of Chesed prophesied about the third temple, which comes from and manifests complete Chesed. Rabbi Akiva of Hod went through much difficulty in life and then was torturously killed, which latches most onto Hod. Therefore, is it called Kal, all-inclusive. Akavia ben Mehalelel of Givurah was known to be outstanding in fear of sin. Givurah demonstrates and grants perception of God's might and stirs the heart to fear, to awe, which comes from Givurah. The pattern of Sefirot explains is first Netzach, then Chesed of the right side, Givurah, then Hod of the left side. Next is Tiferet of the middle. Rabbi Yochanan of the revealed part of Tiferet was able to reveal the secrets of the Merkava. The Givurot all spread out and descend to Yesod, the Sefirah connection. It is so the Sefirah central. Therefore, is it called Kal, all-inclusive. From there, they bounce up, and each one associates with its respective Sefirah. In the psyche, a person must strive to actualize knowledge in the mind. This refers not only to doing the things one knows he should do, but also igniting in the heart energies rooted in the mind. For example, one who wants to go on a diet needs to draw Givurah into his body to fuel self-discipline. One who learns about the greatness of the divine has to draw Givurah into the heart to awaken feelings of awe. Once one does this, the Givurah ricochet back up to the other parts of the self and help other things along. From the remaining third of Chesed after it is divided is Mar, which is Menashe ben Cheskia. The upper third is Eliyahu, the son of Berach el Habuzai, from the family of Rum. Thus we find Resh and Mem is Mem and Resh. When it ascends after that to Dat, it is Samuel, the prophet, from the Ramatim. Understand this. Ramatim is simply Ram in the plural. Since Samuel is from Dat, which includes right and left, Chesed and Givorah forces, in him the Ram energy spreads to both sides. The Dat source in Samuel helps him to fuse the grand Nadav and Avihu, the right and left Ibur that he bears. On another occasion, my teacher told me that Eliyahu, the son of Berachel Chabuzi, from the family Ram, is the covered upper third of Tiferet, that is family Ram. Elkanah and his son Samuel the prophet were from the Ramatim, which is the level of Dat, which is the upper level that includes the two of them, and the upper third of Tiferet. On the level of Katnut, which comes from the name Elohim, as is known, if mercy expands awareness, Din, the opposite, constricts it. Therefore, the state of Katnut always draws from Elohim, the name through which Din expresses. There are three levels, the level of Moach, which is consciousness, the level of Chesed, and the level of Givorot. The Moach that ascends to Netzach manifests in Rami Bar Chama. The Chesed that ascends to Netzach is Abaya, and the Givorah is Rav Bibi, his son. After that, it ascends to Chesed, which is the right arm. The Moach is Rav Sechora. The Chesed is Pinchas, the brother of Bar Samuel, who is the level of Givorot, Hagadlut, Amuke, Toch Katnut, the Givorah of Gadlut that collides with Katnut. The Givorah is Rav Shmuel, the son of Shelah. Here also the order is Netzach, Chesed, Hod, Givorah. Lower two-thirds of Tiferet, the upper third. Gadlut sweetens Katnut and gives it rays of hope. All below is as above. An atomic reactor features colliding atoms to produce certain effects. The supernal emanator at times causes Sephirot to collide in order to produce modes of Mochin. Gadlut locks horns with Gadlut in order for them to help each other. Gadlut sweetens Gadlut and gives it rays of hope to expand and mature. Gadlut helps ground Gadlut and prevents it from reaching above its level. In service of God, this is called expertise in walking, running, and returning. The Moach that ascends to Hod is Rav Masharshia, the student of Abaya. The Givorah is Rami Bar Tamari. The Chesed is Rafram Bar Kappa. On this, the left side, Givorah comes before Chesed. After that, it ascends to Givorah. The Moach is Rav Zricha, the Chesed is Rav Zera, and the son of Hillel. And the Giborah is Rav Zeri from Dehavat. In the Tiferet on its bottom, revealed two-thirds. The Moach is Ula, the son of Hoshev. The Giborah is Rabin, who went up to the land of Israel from Babylon. And the Chesed is Rav Chana of Bagdad. On the covered upper third, the Moach is Rav Mashiach from the time of Rabbi Yochanan. The Giborah is Rav Shiloh, for whom the miracle was done in Berachot. The Chesed is Shilchat, the son of Rabina. By the upper third of Tiferet, Giborah precedes Chesed, because it is concealed, which comes from the constricting, contracting motion of Giborah, which is here predominant. My teacher also told me once that Rabbi Yossi HaGalili is from the left peah, the left side lock of the head, from the level of Al Shaddai, which is in the partsuf of the left shoulder, which is in the partsuf of the cane root, from the gematria of Yudvav, from the gematria of Yossi, which is 86, and is equal to Pa, Peah. Rabbi Yossi is a spark of King David. As said, Rabbi Yossi is a spark of King David. Yossi and Peah equal Elohim, which is 86. The name of the left side, Din, is Giborot, the power that primarily builds Malchut, which is Etz Chaim. The Sephirah of David, which is Mashiach. As said, this is all the inner mechanics of the cane root. Yossi HaGilili is the root name through which the Mashiach soul energy is channeled. The Dai Raza HaGilili means the roller. He will roll up reality by fixing everything. Also, he will teach people to see how everything comes around in a circle and is one. This is the idea of the Keter Malchut, a royal crown. The beginning is embedded in the end, and the end in the beginning. The circular sphere, the Sephirotic Malchut, reality link. All this relates to the secret of Peah. The Torah obligates one who harvests to leave the side of the field for the poor. The little bit given to the poor opens the entire field and its produce to receive divine flow. Similarly, one who takes a haircut has to leave the sideburn uncut. Hairs come from leftover mind matter. They are constrictions. Thoughts that pass through the hair as tiny charges. Because they are constrictions, they hide the holy light of the mind until there is an element of klipah that attaches to them. For this reason, in general, it is good not to grow long hair. However, Providence established that a little bit of hair left on the sides is holy. The Yossi, the Peah, the Elohim, also equal Hateba, which is nature, the force that cloaks providence. The mitzvot of Peah sanctify nature and unveil the inner divine plan and control. These are the things that have no measure, the Peah. Elevated limitations lead to the limitless. The stone that the builders despised has become the cornerstone. Sometimes the highest things are found in the lowest places. Mashiach will raise up the dim concealment of nature, of Malchut, the last Sephirah, leftover aspects of existence. The overlooked, forgotten, hidden aspects of mind will surface to shine new consciousness to the self. El Shaddai, the powerful Lord of the Almighty, associates with Yesod, the connecting link of reality. Mashiach will use it to plug the entire universe into itself in oneness and harmony through elevating everything to a God connection. The divine power and omniscience will brilliantly be all apparent in nature itself. And Hashem will be king over the whole world. On that day shall Hashem be one and his name one. Yonathan, the son of Hyrcanus, is from the power of Givurah, that is from the five Givurot in the dot of Zeranpin. Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef is from the Givurah called Hod of the Givurah in dot, just mentioned. Since Yonathan is in Givurah and Rabbi Akiva is in Hod, Yonathan was sharper and more analytical than he was, as mentioned in both the Jerusalem and Babylonian Talmuds, regarding the issue of a co-wife to a daughter. Rabbi Chutzpit, the translator, is from the Givurot of the Hod, that is in the dot from the Abba respect. The light of this Givurah breaks through and passes on the side of the Givurot of Hod, that is in the dot from the Ima aspect, where Abba is hidden inside Ima, as is known. From there it breaks forth and goes until the dot of Leah, which is behind the dot of Zeranpin, outside of it. So he was called Chutzpit, brazen one, because it, the light, is brazen and arrogant for passing within Ima to break forth and go out. The special revelation beyond limits is a form of holy brazenness. And you shall break through west and east, north and south. The special revelation beyond limits is counted as a major advance, which is a form of holy brazenness. Abba energy lies within Ima energy, just as the father's energy lies within the mother and expresses through her in birth. However, at rare times, Abba force shows its face and comes out independently. When it does, a unique power manifests, spreading the divine message of wisdom, love, and bliss to places it was not able to reach heretofore. This is the idea of the translator. It is used in the Talmud more in the sense of a spokesman who proclaims lofty teachings than for one who translates it into other languages. Often a lesson in even the known tongue will still remains beyond the public because it is improperly expressed. The lofty light of Abba smashing forth granted Rabbi Chutzpit the ability to bring ethereal teachings down to simple people in a way that is deep and meaningful to them. This is the central theme of the Cain root. Therefore, does the Arizal proceed to mention his proximity to it? By necessity, as it passes the way of Ima, some light remains behind, and in this respect is very close to the root of Cain. It is this way with the rest of the sparks of the root of Rabbi Chutzpit, the translator, whose beginning is Levan, the son of Nahor, who will explain all of them later. They have closeness with the root of Cain for the reason we mentioned, that they pass there on the way out. The holy tongue is just that, holy. other languages are not holy. The Targum, the Aramaic translation, is the Aram of the Torah. It is modeled after Hebrew and serves as a bridge between it and all other languages. It is so mixed, good and bad. Through working on it and attaching it to Hebrew, the confusion of the tree of knowledge of good and bad is sifted and straightened out. This relates to the concept of translation, which sorts out ideas and makes them accessible to minds that could not comprehend certain knowledge beforehand. Lavan was a great trickster. He was a kind of human manifestation of the confusion of the tree. Jacob holds at the root level of truth and so subjugates him. This results in an elevation of the sparks of good within Lavan, which came back as Rabbi Chutzpah. He continued the process by himself translating ideas and making them accessible to minds that could never reach them alone. Note 6. Abba is on the right side and is the ruling above Chesed and is so extra. Senior, Chesed, love, bliss. It serves as a bridge to the Rav Chesed, the super Chesed of Ari Kantin. This is a teaching of the Ramchal. My commentary. This note belongs above, yet I felt it is better served by reading it as a separate item. That is the end of the section. I think this section that we just read is truly confusing, but if you chart it, the Sephirot and the names of the person, and then you read the stories in the Torah about the name of the person, you're going to get a lot of revelation of light and a lot of understanding. So I'm going to stop you. Go ahead.
I kind of got that. I felt like it was telling us, I was surprised they didn't use the word joy. when we go through hard times and periods of chaos.
Right.
And that at each level of each sephirot, there's a tzaddik who experienced something at that level, which I don't know if we would say that they're a chariot for that particular sephirot, and sort of, that's kind of how I got it, but that there was some we knew because they were, I remember Hezekiah didn't sing, he didn't praise, and so he missed being the Mashiach, and we know how Rabbi Akiva suffered so greatly. So I think when we meditate on their lives and the things that happened, what you just said, gives us the courage, the examples, you know, to help us when we're at those stages. That was pretty much, but then there were also some names that I didn't know at all. But that was what I got from it.
I appreciate the comment. I'm sure it will help others.
To keep your joy. You know, and always think of the Baal Shem Tov dancing, you know, even when he was suffering. So,
right.
And Akiva saying he didn't even feel the pain when his skin was being pulled from him.
Correct.
I don't think just saying the words, focus on the good and remain calm, is quite enough for me. It would have to be, I guess, the message of the Baal Shem Tov and always keeping your joy. Which you can do if you can really focus and do binding by striking at that time. I mean, that's where you just don't allow yourself to think a negative thought.
Correct. You all have a good evening.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.